It's time now for Fashionista Friday with Monica Bothan from Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson, Minnesota.
And she's definitely got the look on this Friday morning. Good morning, Monica.
Good morning, Paul Ramo.
You come bouncing in the studio.
We're fired up today. Got spring fever.
I guess you do. Yeah, it's a beautiful day out. The snow's just about gone. Unbelievable, isn't it?
It is unbelievable. And you know I have a love for Madison, too. Another small town on my list. Love shopping small.
Yep.
Got to have a shout out to TJ and Alicia at Casey's.
In Madison?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, you always bring us donuts, and I love it.
Well, shopping locals, shopping small.
Yep.
And I shop in my local Casey's too. But, you know, when I come here, I try to shop in Madison too.
And who was that again over in Madison?
TJ and Alicia.
Okay, good.
I think I said your names right, so thank you for the great service.
All right. And speaking of great service, you get great service when you shop Monica's in Dawson, don't
well,
you?
Well, thank you. Yeah.
That was a good lead-in, wasn't it?
That was a really good lead-in. And lately, I've been trying to redo Monica's story of my life, keep up with fashions and fun and the displays. So right now at Monica's, she's got daily arrivals, which we're going to talk about it in a bit. But I have noticed that all of a sudden, even if there's a tad bit of snow on the ground, mm-hmm. we are in spring fever now in Dawson.
Okay.
We just are.
You got to be.
Yes. We're thinking, oh my gosh.
Tired of winter.
We have prom coming up next weekend. Lack of Pearls the weekend after.
Yep.
Then all of a sudden, ooh, the Shop Hop in Awesome Dawson, May 2nd. And then the fashion show there and just all sorts of things coming up in the next couple weeks.
And weddings.
And weddings.
Got to look good.
Just everything. So then Monica thinks, okay, do you have all these spring dresses and do you have all this jewelry and sandals and all these things available for the customers? And if you're low on something, you better order. I know no one could believe I'm low on something, but it does happen, Paul.
Yep.
So going, talking about that, we got that all mm-hmm. set, what's going on in Dawson.
Let's start out with what's Monica wearing. You're so springy.
Yes,
you look great.
I try
today.
To be springy. So I thought, what should I wear? You know, usually I pick it out the night before, and my hubby helps me load up my vehicle. And I was a little punk yesterday for maybe an hour.
Punk, what's that mean?
A little bit of touch of a maybe migraine, down and out. Yep. For about an hour, I said to the Lord, this is not a good time for Monica to be down and out. What can we do? So I pumped a couple bottles of water, sat down for 15 minutes, got much better. And right. Then guess what?
What?
It all broke out. Yes, I know what I'm going to wear. I know what I'm going to bring. And I'm going to wear color. So believe it or not, Monica isn't in black and white today. She's in...
A lot of color.
A lot of color. And this just reminds me of the stained glass windows at church,
mm-hmm.
doesn't it? It's like a diamond print in here of hot pink, oranges, periwinkle blue, dusty, light pink, and just all colors. Then my long navy 36-inch cardigans came in navy, silver gray, charcoal gray. Mm-hmm. So I had to pair up a navy cardigan because I didn't have one, believe it or not. Then I have some pink jewels on around the neckline to match. And then I thought I'd throw a leaf necklace on. Reminds me of Palm Sunday.
Oh,
I'm
nice.
Trying to be real festive
there you go.
For Easter. Paired up with, guess what? Everyone says their legs are too white. So pair up a capri silky legging I have on, white.
White silky legging.
Yeah, and then I threw on some navy slip-on shoes because guess what? I'm a rolling today, and I did not want to fall, trip, or anything, so I have comfy shoes, so I feel like I'm a dressy casual.
Yep.
What you put on your foot determines if you're a little casual dress or dressy dress.
Right.
So I figured I'm ready to go to the radio station, and I have had 5 compliments this morning on this old lady. Gee, you look festive today. I said, yep, I'm going to Madison to my show.
And I just posted a picture of Monica on our KOKP Facebook page if you want to see what Monica's wearing. Yeah, that stained glass dress, you call it stained glass?
Yeah,
yeah. It reminds me of, you know, the Notre Dame, big stained glass.
Yeah, and so I just want, feeling festive. Good. And as we talk about feeling festive, I have a lot of dresses. And today, this week, everybody's asked me, oh, are they wearing dresses for Easter? And I said, you know, I've asked a couple of them, is it for Easter you need the dress? No, it's for May, but, you know, maybe I'll wear it for Easter too. Thanks, Monica, for the thought. Everybody does not know what to wear for Easter because of the weather.
Right.
And my mama always says, dress for the weather.
Yep.
So you can.
Yep. And it looks like it's going to be really nice tomorrow and Sunday. A lot of sun.
Yes. And so, you know, what you can do is you can wear that sleeveless dress and put a cardigan over it.
There you go.
Or a little jacket.
Yeah, if it's a little cool.
Yeah. So let's talk about this denim blue tunic. I think you put that on Facebook.
Yep.
It's a short sleeve stripe cotton, and then I put a heather blue vest over it. And I'm thinking, you ladies out there that bought this blue vest during the Pampered Stroll, because I reordered this vest back in, you need this tunic to go underneath that vest, because this is so darn cute. And then they got the French blue necklace, and then the festive leather. Well, I think it's pleather. I got to be careful when I say leather. I think it's
those
pleather.
Are earrings, aren't they?
Earrings. Cream and denim blue. And they see how that matches? Ooh, I get into that. The stripe in the dress, and then it pairs up with those earrings.
Yeah. Nice flow to it.
Oh, yes. And it all coordinates. Yeah. And then this denim blue purse, the cargo purses, they're made from repurposed tents. I just love these purses. You know, I swear with the one that I wear, the green and Navy Star one, the shoulder bag, it's like my pillow.
Yep.
I love that purse. It's got to be with me every day of the week.
Yeah, that's a great outfit. That looks good on anybody. Look, really.
Yes, and guess what we have to put with it, Paul?
Ooh.
A cute cork shoe.
Yep, that's a big cork shoe.
Yeah, it's about 2.5 inch.
Okay.
And it's paired up with that, the little cree. Oh, it just is so cute. It completes the outfit. And do you see those earrings? How everything kind of, you know, comes together.
Now, you said those earrings are made of what?
I'll say pleather.
Pleather?
I like to say pleather.
Not, they're not metal or anything. They're just,
No. Leather earrings are huge.
Really?
But I like to say pleather because I really think it's more pleather than leather.
Yeah, that looks really... I didn't know their earrings were made of different material.
Yes,
like
they're huge. I actually have one with cream and rose gold that I wear. Nope. I love earrings. I love jewelry. And whenever I go see my mama, which I get to see her basically every day.
Yeah, where's she at? And how old is she again?
98.
Okay.
God willing, you know, that she keeps doing good. She's getting wonderful care there, and everybody is so awesome.
She in Mineota then?
She's in Dawson.
Dawson, okay. Dawson, yep.
Good. Yep. Like I told Mama, you're on Chestnut Street just like me, Mom. She, you know, sometimes she's like, yeah, she says, they spoil me. I'm a spoiled 98-year-old, she says. And I says, it's okay, Mama.
Yeah.
So she always notices my jewelry. She always notices floral. So
is she a fashionista? Where you learned your fashion from?
You know, they say you can't learn it from somebody. It's instilled in you, and I believe in that. But what I also believe, and I don't want to break down because it's very touching to me, I love mother-daughter shopping trips, and a lot of people come to my store, mother and daughters, and shop together.
Awesome.
And that's what my mom and I've done all my entire life, is shop together.
Mother-daughter.
Always.
Date.
It is just the best.
Awesome.
The best.
That's great. Good.
Yeah. So on with...
we got a lot of spring clothing to talk about
here. Yes. So let's say it's a little cooler that day. You can wear this long sleeve tunic that's black with flowers. It's floral. Isn't this cute? Feel the material, Paul. It feels like you're jammy.
Oh, light. Oh, my goodness.
I know. And it has pockets. So, you know, remember when I shop, it has to be comfy, cozy, and cute. And these meet the criteria.
That is amazing material.
I know.
That really surprised me.
Yeah. And so that is a really cute dress. And then this.
You know, we should have a live audience, some fashionista show,
we
so
could.
Everyone can. Yeah, we could. We could invite people in the studio.
You know, that has to be planned out.
Yep.
So we'll do that sometime. We look forward to something like that. That'd be really fun. And then this is that exact material. It's bright yellow. It's got a cold shoulder, but don't worry, ladies. The top of it is like, to me, it's like a tank top, so it's covering your bra strap. It gives you a little extra sleeve. I had this on yesterday, and I just love it because then, you know, as I get a little warm, the air comes out of there.
Yep.
But it's a baby doll style, so it's fitted in the bosoms where you want it to be and flowy, very cute. And that pops with, you could wear it with your white leggings, you could wear it with your skinny jeans, you could wear it with black. And then I just threw this blue vest over it for another option. But look at how cute that is. And look at that material.
Oh, my goodness.
Isn't it great?
Unreal.
And I have that in yellow, black, and navy.
That really looks springy. Yes, that's I like the color yellow.
Well, yellow is the color for spring. And not a lot of people think they can wear it.
Yep. We've got a few minutes here. This is my favorite. The one in front of me here, this is just gorgeous here.
Okay.
Very lightweight.
So
wow.
That is what I love to see everybody own. I want to talk about this. This is a sheer poncho that is more, got a little bit of fit to it. You throw it over your white blouse or your turquoise blouse or your orange or whatever. Pair it up with white. Look at this, Paul.
Oh, you got to buy it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That looks really nice,
right?
With the white leggings. Yeah.
And you know what?
I love the color.
Bring your white out. Come on. Bring your white out.
Bring your white out.
Bring your white out.
Okay.
Yes.
Make the white pop.
In New York, they wear white and cream all year.
Oh, wow.
We can bring our white out. It's just so, we've had a long winter.
So that's actually a poncho type thing.
A sheer that I threw over a three-quarter white
okay.
blouse.
Right.
Everyone has a three-quarter or a black white blouse. So you pair up a little poncho like this in your wardrobe, and all of a sudden you can take a whole white base underneath.
Mm-hmm.
And throw this poncho and you've got an outfit.
Yep.
Everyone should have something like this in their wardrobe when they think, oh, I don't know what to wear today. I kind of feel like, oh, I ate too much yesterday. Or for Easter, let's say, oh, you throw this over something fitted, you feel like $1 million.
Yep.
Eat your dinner, enjoy life.
Yep, that's my favorite clothing that you brought in today, right there.
Isn't that awesome? And and it's kind of got a little bit of a pattern to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also have a lot of them that are black based too. But I thought, Monica, you got to show some color today because everybody I know, they know I like black and white.
Yep.
But black and white is still classy.
All right.
Latte.
Latte. Oh, the color. Okay.
Yep. Latte. This has a rag. It's kind of like, it's a scoop neck, but it's a raglan sleeve. And its flowy tops are huge.
Wow.
High, low. Higher in the front, lower in the back. Comes in latte, black, or ivory, and I had to get them all because, and I paired it up with this Swarovski crystal necklace that carries all these colors. I put on an orangey apricot necklace with an orange and purple scarf. Isn't that cute?
Yep, it is, that's for sure.
And you could pair that up with denim, with black, with white, I think if somebody has this in their wardrobe, you always have an outfit.
Right.
And it's really cute with skinny jeans, too.
Yeah, you brought so much stuff in. We're running out of time, Monica.
I know. I'm so sorry. But that hot coral dress.
Hot coral.
Yeah, that sleeveless linen hot coral dress with a zipper and that black and white dress. So what I wanted to say, and poor Paul, he's only got a few left. 1 minute left.
Yep.
So hush up. Okay, so I'm open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6. Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. Happy Easter, all. Come to Dawson for the shop hop. And guess what? Enjoy spring. Enjoy your family. We are blessed.
That's right.
Happy Easter.
And shop Monica's.
And if you can, come on over.
Yep, and you're always open.
Always open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. Shopping small and having a ball.
There you go. Thanks, Monica.
Thank you, Paul Ramo.
All right.
Happy Easter.
Yeah, there's our Fashionista Friday for another Friday. And thanks, Monica, for coming in. And we'll be back next time.
Thank you.